Gun policy is back on the Democratic debate stage in a way that it hasn't been in decades. But are the candidates' proposals likely to save lives? And what does all the talk sound like if you're against new restrictions on guns? For Guns in America, Lisa Hagan reports.
There's no shortage of ideas from Democrats on what to do about guns.
Like universal background checks.
Take the licenses of gun dealers who violate the law.
We end the gun show loophole.
We can ban the weapons of war.
But how do those ideas sound to an expert?
I'm feeling far better than in any other year, for sure.
Daniel Webster is the director of gun violence policy and research at Johns Hopkins. He says getting attention on these issues is great, but,
you know, I hope that we will get more substantive as we move forward, that candidates will have more fully developed plans.
At the moment, a lot of the Democratic hopefuls say they want to ban assault weapons. Now, people do not agree on what that label means. Probably what comes to mind is something like an AR-15, a rifle, all black, kind of scary looking.
I think part of the reason assault weapons keep coming up is that it's really the most horrific kinds of events that very, very commonly these weapons come into play.
So Webster thinks it's understandable Democratic voters worry about them.
But if your overall plan is to significantly reduce gun violence, it can only address a relatively small portion of the problem.
Mass shootings make up less than 2% of criminal gun fatalities. When it comes to murder overall, it's handguns that are the most common weapon, according to the FBI. So what about universal background checks? That's a very popular proposal among the candidates, and it polls well with the American public, Republicans included.
What we know now is that the lack of comprehensive background checks clearly plays a role in trafficking of firearms.
But
we haven't seen that that actually is reducing firearm-related deaths.
Turns out the latest research, some of which Webster worked on, shows something else saves more lives. Gun licensing. That means applying to law enforcement for a license to buy guns. The process includes a background check and fingerprinting.
Basically, you can't fake your fingerprints.
It also slows down someone who might be buying a gun on a suicidal impulse. Webster says the laws are working in the 9 states that have handgun licensing. The measure is something Senator Cory Booker barely managed to squeeze in on stage.
But in states like Connecticut that did that, they saw 40% drops in gun violence and 15% drops in suicides.
Did you hear him say suicides? That's an important point. Remember, when you hear about 40,000 annual gun deaths in the U.S., more than half of those are suicides. Now, if you're an American who really loves guns, most of what Democrats are proposing may boil down to this.
All of the Democratic candidates are gun banners. It's just a matter of how many guns, which categories of guns, and how they would like to take your guns away.
Tom Gresham is the host of Gun Talk Radio. He thinks phrases like gun violence epidemic are nonsense. But guess what he does believe?
Suicides are a huge problem. It's a mental health problem. It's a problem that we on the gun side have been working on.
Now, does he think suicide rates are linked to guns? Not at all. However,
the National Shooting Sports Foundation has a program to work with gun stores to identify those who might be suicidal. We work with veterans groups. We work with suicide prevention groups. We find middle ground with all of that.
Mental health care access is in some of the candidates' platforms, but Booker is the only major candidate to release a plan on firearm suicide prevention. Either way, the issue did not get a lot of play on the debate stage. Here's Webster again.
In the vast majority of states that these candidates are going to campaign in, the large majority of deaths with guns are from suicides.
He says it's the form of gun violence that's risen most steadily over the last 2 decades. And Webster says there is strong evidence that access to firearms makes suicide attempts more likely to be lethal. So if Democrats are looking for at least some agreement with gun enthusiasts that there is a problem, there's a window. For Guns in America, I'm Lisa Hagan.